There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I'd buck a drink into you and get it done, boy.
Up with their stuff, work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out.
Make hay!
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling out the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
for it for a night.
Hey.
Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. Start the fire and the fish be in the swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
for it for a night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for a
hey,
night
hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for a night
hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
Happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Damn her, welcome back.
Hey.
Happy Saturday. Welcome to Blarney Hour here on Solid State Radio. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. We are here for another Power Pack show, and already we have been lighting up the phones with requests for this week. I knew it was going to happen. We took last week off,
yeah,
and that's what's going on.
People miss us.
Yeah, yeah. But
the request coming in from Ireland, we appreciate you, but we can't understand a word you say.
We gotta reread them because you know
yeah,
we hit C translation. But anyway, oh, we got another one coming in. Who's this one?
Oh, I think we know who. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are you this very warm night?
Warm indeed. We're doing well, Father John. How are you?
I'm sitting in a nice, cool air conditioning room. I'm beautiful.
All right.
I bet the marbling in that church gets awfully cold with all that air conditioning on.
That's okay with me.
That's right. Yeah.
I walked out and got in my car. I thought I was in an oven.
Really?
Oh, I looked outside to see if there's somewhere I could dial the heat down.
Did you go in and say a bunch of Hail Marys? Because, well, that'd make you realize that you really didn't ever want to spend eternity in the other place.
That's for sure.
I picture that Father John, like in this kind of weather, when he does his sermon, he's not wearing pants under his robes. He's got like those boxers with the hearts on them.
Yeah, flip flops.
little silly, you know. I don't have hearts on them.
Well, how are your guests doing? How's your garden doing?
Mug, you're not going to believe this. I got up, I don't remember. I think it was Tuesday or Monday. I don't know. I got up and I walked out into the church, and it was all clean and beautiful. And I went over to the room where they store their belongings, and it was empty.
Well, you're kidding me. They stole everything?
No, they took their own stuff. They left mine.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they were gone.
Did they leave a note or anything? Or
that's what I was just getting ready to tell you about the crazy note. I looked at it and I thought, I can read Gaelic and I can read English. Spanish? Not so much.
So they just up and left. Our father must be in the middle of the night or something.
That's what I was worried. I thought, holy smokes, did they come down and was it a thief in the night? What's going on here? They're gone.
Well, we are getting into harvesting season, and they might have gone a little further east towards Emily City out there, and maybe they went to go farm somewhere. You know, they found work. When they came, I know it kind of upset the process a little bit, but I did tell you that they were just going to, they just needed a place to stay until they got on their feet and got work.
Well, apparently they got work. You know something, though? I've got to say, this garden is beautiful. Everything's in a perfect row. No, not a weed one anywhere.
Well, be careful, Father. If they planted any peppers, make sure you wear gloves when you pick them.
Oh, I know better than that. That's a mistake. You know, cutting up those chili peppers. You wash your hands real well, it doesn't matter. You know what happens when you go in the bath.
Yes, I do. And the thing is, when you go to the bathroom and then you feel the pain, you start to cry, and then you rub your eyes, and then the pain's there too.
I know. For heaven's sakes. You know, but listen, they told me about this. They said use lemon. Rub your hands with lemon.
Really?
I said lemon. What the world would I do that for? Is that a kill the heat off of these peppers?
Oh, I did not know that. Well, good. Well, see, you learn something new every day. Well,
I know. You know, and here's another problem, though. See, after I realized they were gone, I thought, well, I went into the kitchen thinking, maybe Maria left me something. No, there's nothing.
No?
No, I had nothing, no sweets, no nothing. I'm going to miss them little cinnamon sugar thingy rolls up with creams and stuff like that. I'm going to miss it.
Oh, the churros. Yeah, the churros.
Oh, is that what they call them?
Yeah, they're like an elephant ear hot dog rolled in cinnamon sugar. Yeah, churros.
They were really good. I know that. Holy smokes, so does my scale. I got on it the other day, and you're not going to believe it. I got on the scale the other day, and it said, Get off.
I thought you were going to say it says one at a time, please.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, so you got in your car. Where'd you go, Father?
Well, I had to go to the hardware store and pick up a couple things and get some gasoline, you know, that kind of stuff. That hardware store was hotter than that. Heck, I couldn't believe it. I thought, did I go the wrong way? Am I going to make a phone call or something?
That's the thing. On one of those other radio stations that works during the day, I sent them a picture, and it was Led Zeppelin and Aerosmith.
Okay, who are they?
They're rock and roll bands, Father. And one showed a Stairway to Heaven and one showed a Highway to Hell. And they looked at each other and said, well, this is where we part ways.
Yeah. Now that's kind of funny. Listen to this other issue. Okay, I'm glad Sister Ann's back. You know, she'll do the cooking, the cleaning, and that stuff. You know, the other ones, they weren't so good. But those ladies that were with them farmers, holy smoke. My truck was never so soft and comfortable.
Yeah, they knew how to do laundry, did they?
Oh, they did a great job. Now I'm embarrassed. I feel like I got to step in the other room just to scratch myself when I'm out there. Cut this sermon short.
That's right. Well, you'll have to tell Sister Mary she's going to have to put a little extra love and care and a little less starch.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I did say something to Sister Ann about it, and she told me she'd go see Sister Mary. I'm kind of scared to tell Sister Mary she's doing something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to correct them nuns, boy. They wield with a wooden ruler.
Right across the knuckles, what I remember as a boy.
Well, I think she's probably past the knuckle standpoint. She'll probably get you right across the backside or the shoulder anyway.
Well, I'm afraid either way. That stuff stings.
Yeah, it does. Well, that's good. Well, they got your garden going anyway, so.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. Hey, you know, you were supposed to be bringing me a new little fountain out there. I never got it.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get too involved. Yeah, we were going to bring one of those fountains when we were going to plant the purple sticky punch.
Oh.
But they took over the garden now, and it's more fruitful.
Well, then you don't have to. It's still beautiful.
Well, yeah, we'll see how it all works, because we were going to get some of that special incense, too, and get you some brownies, but we'll see.
Well, no. We won't see. We will have some brownies.
we got to get you some brownies, okay, Father?
I don't know what it is about them brownies, but they make me so happy.
Well, I'm sure next weekend's my birthday, so I'm sure I'll be getting some for my birthday, so we'll see what we can come up with.
Well, good. I hope so.
All right, Father. Well, we should be letting you go then.
Well, you know what? That's probably not a bad idea. I'll just sit back and dig on some of this air conditioning.
There we go.
Yeah, you and Sparky and Mabel.
Yup, for sure.
All right, Father. Well, thanks for all your help. I'm sorry your company's gone tonight. And God willing and the creek don't rise, maybe I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I'm hoping so.
Especially if you're going to cut the sermon short.
I probably will. I'm going to be itchy.
All right, Father. Good night.
Good night, Father.
Her rumbling putty is time to come home and stop all your rumbling around. You haven't a job and you haven't a plan. It's time you were settling down.
I haven't a job, but I work when I want. I'm free as a bird on the wing. I sing for me supper and fiddle some tunes. I wouldn't go changing a thing.
Rowdily, dowdily, tittery, I diddle dum. Rowdily, dowdily, turum and may. Rowdily, dowdily, tittery, I diddle dum. Work full of dilly da day.
Ramble and Paddy, come down from the hills. It's time you were changing your life. Give over your roving and rambling ways and look for a comely wee wife.
Oh, if I look for a wife, I never would find one who would ramble with me. With me horse and me dog and me old caravan, we're happy as any can be.
Rowdily, dowdily, tittery, I diddle dum. Rowdily, dowdily, turum and hay. Rowdily, dowdily, tittery, I diddle dum. Wife full of dilly that day.
Paddy, you're mad as they come. I think you've gone soft in the head. You haven't the sense to come out of the rain, and a bundle of hay is your bed.
Well, maybe you're right, and maybe you're wrong, and maybe I'm mad as can be. Or maybe I'm wiser than anyone else for being the master of me.
Rowdily, dowdily, tittery, I diddle dum. Rowdily, dowdily, turum and nay. Rowdily, dowdily, tittery, I diddle dum. Whack full of dilly da day.
it's time to come home and stop all your rambling around. You haven't a job and you haven't a plan. It's time you were settling down.
I haven't a job, but I work when I want. I'm free as a bird on the wing. I sing for me supper and fiddle some tune. Sure, I wouldn't go changing a thing.
Reveille, diddly, tithery, I diddle, dum, reveille, diddly, tooting the nay. Reveille, diddly, tithery, I diddle, dum, whack full of dilly da day. Reveille, diddly, tithery, I diddle, dum, reveille, diddly, tooting the nay. Reveille, diddly, tithery, I diddle, dum, whack full of dilly da day.
You call it alcoholism. I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Grogan's sitting there in Hogan's, drinking at the bottom of the hill. She broke my heart in the Phoenix Park, and I nearly lost my will. With a brazen head, she turned and said, you need to go walk the long haul. It was getting late, so we jumped the gate and crashed the Trinity ball. She says, are we going home? I says, no.
We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
She was itching for a dance in the kitchen, so we went to Temple Bar. We stopped on the way for a pint of McDade's, and we never really got that far.
Hey!
4 in the morning, falling through the door of the palace like a king and queen. On a bleeding horse, we set our course for a session, Stephen's Green. For a session? Ha! You know what I mean!
We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say, well, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, I say, well, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. 'Cause I've got a smile on my face and I've got four walls around me.
There we go, everybody. Happy Saturday. Welcome back to Blarney Hour. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Drew Duffney. That was Great Big C.
That always puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, they do.
We were talking about it, and I was thinking, and then you said it. It's like, it should have been like a theme song to a sitcom.
Yeah, it really should have. You know, it's just... let things be, you know, just let it be. I see so many people worked up. It's Pride Month, and they were upset because they're grooming our children or this or that or the other thing. And look, I'm not trying to take sides or get into anything, but yeah, the rainbow is their symbol. But that doesn't mean if something comes out and it's got a rainbow on it or it's in rainbow words that it has any gay meaning. If kids' clothing is bright and colorful,
yeah,
it doesn't mean that we're trying to make the kids gay.
No.
I had bright colorful shirts when I was a kid.
We all did.
Yeah.
It was the 90s, 80s. I mean, everything.
Yeah,
try to buy something that hypercolor.
Yeah.
Try to find something that didn't have neon green in it. Go for it. I dare you.
Yeah, I had parachute pants that were like bright red and bright orange. I mean,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
That's just the way it was.
I had Converse that were bright yellow.
Yeah. I was listening to a talk radio show earlier today, and they were talking about everything that's going on with the Budweiser or Bud Light or whatever
Bud Light,
it is,
yeah.
And the thing at Target and all, you know, should the corporations make Pride Month a big deal? And look, whatever their marketing campaign is, You know, they're going to do whatever they can to draw attention to themselves.
Sure.
You know, Shane Schwartz over at the Roadhouse used to say there's no such thing as bad publicity. You know,
yeah,
and everybody's like, "Well, look at how much money they're losing, and this, that, the other thing." Well, yeah, okay.
And I've been drinking. I've been buying more Bud Light since.
Yeah, believe it or not, I have as well, just to take to my brothers. Not because he's gay, but because after the rebate, you can get like a case of Bud Light for like $4.
Yeah, I bought a Bud Light hat. I've been walking around with it.
Yeah, why not take advantage of it? I mean, hey, I feel bad that they're losing money, but we're making a living. It's about time the little guy gets on the take. And it's not like I'm drinking some dude's semen. I mean, that's what like people are acting like. I'm not buying Bud Light. That's a gay man semen in that can.
Yeah,
no, it's not. It's not.
They
not at
put
all.
Out a can. I don't even think they mass produced it. They put out one can.
It was a case, and they sent it to the person.
And that was it. Everybody's just like, oh, no, that's wrong, and blah, blah, blah. And for a group of people who are so concerned with people's individual freedoms, they really seem to want to take away freedoms of people they don't agree with.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, it's everywhere. All of your retailers are doing it, and it's 1 month out of the year.
Yep.
You know, I mean, whenever there's a Civil War reenactment, we don't go there and say, I don't know why you guys keep doing this, you lost. You can keep pretending that you want to win. I mean, do you think that happens? Do you think the Confederate side, like when they do a Civil War reenactment, says,
all right, we're going to really try this year.
Yeah. Can you just let us win 1 year? Yeah. You know, what do you think they ask?
Probably somewhere in Tennessee, they're like, woo, Confederate wins again.
Yeah.
And the Union soldiers like, all right, just, no, just give them.
That's not how any of this works.
Give them that W. They've earned it. Okay, yeah. I guess.
Even though none of the military bases are named after any of your generals anymore.
Exactly.
All I can say from the words of Thomas Benjamin, stop being an all okay.
If it plays for us. It is just not doing it for us. Hang on a second. There it is.
Yes.
Yeah. The time has come, you will agree, to stop being afraid, to do away with subtlety and call a spade a spade. We've passed the point when one can simply turn and look away. Stop being an asshole. We've been politely sitting on the fence for far too long, and burying our heads in the sand to pretend there's nothing wrong. Ignoring a rotten smell will never make it go away. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
We've passed the point of reasonable and sensible debate, and must adjust the balance now before it is too late. Does every ill-informed dullard deserve to have a say? Society won't progress while there are half-wits in the way. Privileged, immature fuckwits do not recognize they're blessed, and when given half a chance, they cannot help but make a mess. The grown-ups need to intervene to interrupt their play. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
Folks who fought to have a voice across the years didn't do so for old racists to launch political careers, while screaming with entitlement that they deserve to have their way. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
The progress that's been made within the realms of civil rights cannot simply be abandoned and set back overnight, reversing all advancements by 4 or 5 decades. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
The charlatans who rant against the changing of the tide inevitably use all their advantages to hide when the proverbial hits the fan, and will be first to place the blame by protesting far too much when they should really be ashamed. So let's all shout out loud when there are bigots holding court. Let frank words overpower and cut their frantic raving short. The darker days of history must not be seen again. Stop being an asshole. Amen.
I took a stroll down the old long walk on the day I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on the grand soft day.
And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl down the Salt Hill prom with a Galway girl. Halfway there when the rain came down on the D-I-A-I-A, and she took me up to her flat downtown on the fine soft D-I-A. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl, and I lost my heart to a Galway girl.
Like a Galway girl.
Lady Luck is in my ear. I've had a couple of jars to ease my mind. The score is on and I'm on the line. 700 down on Old Malone. If I lose, I'm dead when I get home. He's pacing his steps, he's ready for his run. I'll be up a ton if I win this one. Bring a hat, bring a scarf, bring a brolly, bring a mac, bring a weed, drop a gun, a sun, a warm and a rack. Get the side of the road, you better stand back. Let's roll. Coats, cloth caps, Wellington work boots, red, green, blue and yellow polyester track suits. The trailers and the tractors are trying to get through. If you're gagging for a Jimmy, the hedge will have to do. Bring a hat, bring a scarf, bring a brolly, bring a mac, bring a weed, drop a goodness and a warm and a rack. Get the side of the road, you better stand back. Let's roll. On the road, the cannonball's flying. 28 ounces of steel and iron. The clouds are here, I'll take that bet. The judges and the gypsies are gonna get wet. Bring a hat, bring a scarf, bring a brolly, bring a mac, bring a weed, drop a goodness and a warm and a rack. Got the side of the road, you better stand back. Let's roll. Down buckets, are we gonna keep it going? Hurley's out ahead, he wants to keep throwing. Malone's gotta catch up with him somehow. I'll be down and out if he quits now. We're up to our necks in the water and the mud. In the trees, there's rumors, we're off to the pub. The last shot's away, we start to run. I hope it's good, and I hope I won. Bring a hat, bring a scarf, bring a brolly, bring a mac, bring a weed, drop a gun, a sign, a warm and a rack. Get the side of the road, better stand by.
Welcome back, everybody. There we go. Out the Road by Gaelic Storm right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. So you're digging some of this music, huh?
I am.
Yeah, playing a few.
Maybe it's because I missed it last week and I just kind of vibing on it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, just catching right back up with it. You know, it's a nice change of pace. Big weekend next weekend, ladies and gentlemen. We are actually going to do the show live as we haven't done. This is my birthday weekend. And normally we don't do the show live on this weekend. And initially Adam was going to be out of town. So I'm like, well, okay, I'll take it off. But in this particular case, his plans got canceled. So we will be doing a live show. And I might have somebody special create the set list, but my target is going to be sitting around a campfire, because that's what I was going to be doing if we weren't doing the show.
Okay.
So it's going to be all maybe like campfire Irish songs. So some neat stuff coming up. We are kind of winding down. We're in the last quarter of the show here, but that doesn't mean the entertainment value is going to deplete.
No, no, no.
In fact, it's going to increase. We got Solid State Sessions coming up with your one and only Adam Hairhuck.
That's me.
And we have nothing but Michigan-made music. But before that, we've got some up-and-coming artists that we're going to play. We've got Mad Men by the Briggs. We've got Cod Liver Oil and Orange Juice by the Mary Wallopers. We're going to have Castle Bar by Missing the Ferry, and we are going to close out our show with our favorite Michigan-made Irish band, Stone Clover.
Paulie!
Awesome.
Paulie.
So what else? It kind of felt like that's what we were going to talk about. If you guys haven't already, check out the new stuff at our Solid State Radio store.
There you go.
Yeah, Adam, in fact, is representing his Solid State Radio shirt. I got to get a new one before Lapeer Days comes.
Yep.
Sean's talking about a possible live broadcast over at the Torch, and I got to possibly get some new stuff before that happens.
Yep.
So check out our Solid State session or Solid State Radio store. I say sessions because we were talking about a new phone number, and I think that's what it's going to be, is 810 session. Pretty positive. So we're going to get that connected here pretty quick. But stick around, and coming up is going to be Mad Men by the Briggs right here on the Blarney Hour.
So farewell to the king, farewell to the throne. These are the strangest times I've ever known. He claims his resignation as power of choice. Can hear that death in his voice. So down the rabbit hole we sink into this dream. Is there nothing in this world that is as it seems? The looking glass that only can reflect the past. This image of freedom will never last. Come all you madmen, join in the sound till they put us underground. Bury deep where the dead men sleep. With bellows and screams we'll all sing so loud.
Of fate on a chessboard that's never known checkmate. Annihilation's knocking at my front door. The scales have to make sure to even the score.
Come all you madmen, join in the sound till they put us underground. Bury deep where the dead men sleep. With bellows and screams we'll all sing so loud we drown them. Of what kills and destroys. How much of what we say just turns to white noise. Regardless, I'll declare our remarks and jeers, if only to fall on deaf ears. Come all you madmen, join in the sound till they put us underground. Bury deep where the dead men sleep. With bellows and screams we'll all say, come all you madmen, join in the sound till they put us underground. Bury deep where the dead men sleep. With bellows and screams we'll all sing so loud we drown them out. So loud we drown them out.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
Royal and the orange.
old man Mary, are you dancing? Oh no, it's just that we are standing. Aha, glory, hallelujah, under the royal land, the orange juice. Oh man Mary, you're one in a million. Oh ho ho, and so's your chances. Aha, glory, hallelujah, on the royal land, the orange juice. Oh, man, Mary, I'm gonna run you home. Ho, 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 I've got a pair of sand shoes. Aha, you're a hell of a funny. On the royal land, the orange juice. For the first time, glory, hallelujah, caught in the royal and the orange juice. The mother came out, she was going to the clergy. Oh, 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 I buggered off sharpish. Glory, hallelujah, caught in the royal and the orange juice. Oh, ho, ho, the banners in the army. Ah, glory, hallelujah, on the royal land, the orange juice. Mary, Mary's looking for her hard man. Oh, ho, ho, he joined the foreign legion. Ah, Sahara under a camel, on the royal land, the orange juice. Live a royal and the orange juice.
What have you done, St. Peter said, to gain admission here? I've worked at Whip's Cross Hospital for many and many a year. Come in, St. Peter said, and quickly rang the bell. Come in, my dear, and take your seat. You've had your share of hell.
Take me home to Castlebar, send me home to die. Take me home to Castlebar, it's there I wanna lie. Although the sun is shining and the birds they sing so sweet, take me home to Castlebar, it's there my friend will meet.
I was sent to Camden Town.
Well, I was just a boy.
I dragged my way to misery.
Well, I dragged my way to joy.
Oi!
And now my life is fading fast and soon I will be dust. So take me home to Castlebar and you, my friend, I trust.
You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio, and this is Paulie from Stone Clover telling you to keep them up. Cheers.
Well, I'd like to tell the story of the band, la 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 la, how we came to sing and drink across the land, la 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 la. Well, it started out as fun in the back of an old pub. Well, then we found the whiskey and the meaning of true love. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and everybody's sister will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up a round for you and me. Well, you may have heard it's beer that makes us bright, la 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 la, and a warm embrace of whiskey shines the light, la 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 la. But we also like the rum, and tequila makes us dumb. But when it comes to drinking, well, the band has all the fun. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and every other mother will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up a round for you and me.
One, two, three, four,
I declare a drinking war.
Five, six, seven, eight,
beer and whiskey, ain't it great?
9, 10, 11, 12,
no more sober, can't you tell?
13, 14, 15, 16,
I just wanted one more whiskey! We don't get drunk, we get awesome, and every maternal fornicator will agree. We don't get drunk, we get awesome, so order up a round for you and me. Fornicator will.